Welcome back. I'm Graham Richardson in for Christy Cameron. Let's go right to City Hall. Mayor Jim Watson is speaking right now about LRT and getting the trains rolling again.
Strong perception the council made a very good decision last year in unanimously supporting her appointment, given her stellar credentials. Finally, it's my viewpoint that once the office of the AG independently decides to audit a matter, it tends to be more nimble and responsive than a judicial inquiry. And in fact, we heard a couple of examples of where the AG has more ability to bring forward documents. And that comparison stands for either the time required to undertake an audit or the level of costs incurred. In closing, I ask all members of council to consider the following. Today, we have an opportunity to unify our approach and turn our collective efforts to getting rail service relaunched safely and reliably. To those who sponsored the original motion, I thank them, and I would ask that you carefully read and consider the replacement motion, as it includes much of what you initially sought to accomplish. But it adds a very strong focus on assessing the effectiveness of the maintenance and repair program for the infrastructure and vehicles delivered under contract by RTG and RTM. It also asks our AG to review the last two procurements with a view to informing future stages of LRT procurement. Because, despite the short-term setbacks caused by the poor performance of RTG and Alstom, I believe there is strong support for the push to extend LRT across the city and to position our city for the next phase of rail to Kanata-Stittsville and Barrhaven. So today I ask you to support the replacement motion before us. It allows us to continue focusing our efforts and scarce resources on fixing what is broken and to better understand what is broken and has not worked, as we are now 2 years away from the launch of Stage 2 LRT, and of course, Stage 3 LRT, which got a boost during the last federal election campaign, with both major parties wholly endorsing Stage 3 to Stittsville, Kanata, and Barrhaven.
Okay, there is Jim Watson summing up the debate from his perspective. AG, not full public inquiry. AG will look at, Auditor General will look at the contracts, will look at what went on here, what went right, what went wrong, and will be more nimble, says Jim Watson. He also said before we went to him, if you go full public inquiry, you've got lots of lawyers getting rich, and it takes a long time. Someone who has a different perspective on that and wants a full public inquiry, Sarah Wright Gilbert joins us, Citizen Transit Commissioner. Quite a day at City Hall. What do you think about what the mayor just said?
Well, I think the mayor is framing the issue in a way that absolutely benefits this quote-unquote replacement motion that really is just a walk-on motion that the Watson Club, quote-unquote Watson Club, is using so that they don't have to vote against a judicial inquiry and therefore jeopardize their chances at re-election. I think it's really important to note that the in an Auditor General's audit, cannot look at or question council decisions or current or previous councillors.
Because it is, and I just want to stop you there for people who don't follow this closely. The auditor looks at things that the city has done without questioning choices made by elected officials, and that's the way it's set up. That's why auditors often take a look at policies and money and how it flows and where it's going correctly and where it's going incorrectly, and that's why some folks say this is too narrow for a project the size of the LRT. Fair?
Absolutely fair. It's far too narrow. The scope of the motion that is currently being voted on, and let's be honest, I don't even need to watch the vote to know how it's going to end. We know that the group of councillors who support Mayor Watson on everything are going to vote against the judicial inquiry. Actually, I should note that they're not even being given the chance to vote on the judicial inquiry because of some alleged manipulation of the rules by Mayor Watson to put this other motion ahead of it. The scope is too narrow, and that's the point that's being made. It should also be noted that the public isn't going to see the full report. It was being made very clear by the Auditor General that the portions of the report may need to be redacted and not released publicly if it was seen to be jeopardizing our litigation efforts against RTG. So again, we're not getting transparency, we're not getting accountability, and that's exactly what it seems that this cabal of councillors who are enthusiastically voting for this Auditor General's audit. That seems to be what they're voting for. And it's not what the public wants. And the public has been very clear over the last 2 weeks that they want the judicial inquiry. I've heard from hundreds of people, myself, and then of course there's other councillors who have heard directly from their residents as well. I don't know what council is thinking. Well, I can guess what they were thinking, but Councillor Diane Deans raised a good question. What are you afraid of? What are you hiding? What are you afraid of? A judicial inquiry is going to bring out. Why are you so against this? It's not about the money. The money and the getting the trains back safely on time, those are straw man arguments. Those are a distraction. It's not about that. Talking about how it's going to, and judicial inquiry is going to take too long. Look, we can do something correctly or we can do it quickly. Mm. And I think we learned from the LRT, doing things quickly, not the best choice.
Right.
And I think that we need to do something correctly, and that would be a judicial inquiry.
So the AG motion has passed, as you said, not a surprise, maybe
not
a bit
shocked.
Closer than people expected, 14-9 in favor of the walk-on or the last-minute motion for the Auditor General.
Right. A motion that a majority of councillors, well, not a majority, let's say councillors who were outside of the inner circle of the mayor had not seen prior to it being presented at City Council.
A surprise distraction from public inquiry, you say, which
Correct.
Is fair. Okay. So, Sarah, let me just suggest that is it possible, like AG's inquiries are not nothing, and I appreciate your point of view that they are not, it's not going to be enough to get at what went on here. Like, in fact, what the councillors who want the full public inquiry are calling for is a pulling apart of the entire P3, the entire process that brought us to this point. And is this the time to do that when trains aren't running? Why do you say it is?
Well, I think that those are two very separate issues, right, Graham? Mm-hmm. With respect. Wholly with respect.
Yeah.
We can get the trains running safely. That's issue one, right? That's in its own little box. Let's absolutely, I don't think anybody thinks that RTG staff or Alstom staff are going to be working on the judicial inquiry, right?
Like, you can still run the system and you can get the trains back on the rails, safety check them, and start a public inquiry at the same time.
Yeah, they're two separate issues. And they're not going to tax the same staff members. So, I agree. Look, I'm not against an Auditor General's audit. In general, I think they're fantastic. I mean, I work in the federal government. I've been through an audit. I understand what a management response action plan is. I understand what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better than perhaps some of the people around the table if they didn't work in the federal government and understand that. But, when it comes to this specific issue, we do need to pull this P3 apart because something has gone very wrong. There is a rot in this P3 that has caused our train to derail 5 times, 2 of which on our main line. The last derailment, we are lucky that there were not serious injuries or loss of life during that derailment.
Mm-hmm.
The public deserves to know what went wrong, who is making the decisions, and, really, how can we learn from this and go forward, right? And
it is,
we will
it is,
never know that.
It is not, by any stretch, a normal thing for trains to be stopped for a full 4 weeks. I've never even heard of it. So there are clearly systemic issues, and the debate, very heated, is about how to get to the bottom of it. So where does this non-Watson group, non-Watson club,
independent
counselors, where does that group go now that the public inquiry is not going to happen?
I mean, I think that's a really great question. I think that, I'm not going to answer on their behalf. I'm not a city councillor and I wasn't voted into any office. Mm. But I think it's definitely a question that I am obviously in touch with the independent councillors. I'm very proud to call many of them my friends. I think there is a discussion about, what needs to be done. But what can be done by the public is continue to demand transparency and accountability from your city councillors. If you wrote in about the judicial inquiry, if there are other things that are bothering you, engage with your city councillors. Don't allow them to ignore you. And I'll remind residents that we have a municipal election in 2022. And I truly don't believe that a lot of this council will survive that vote politically. As a result of what's been going on with the LA.
It is
very clear.
It is a, and it may be, he hasn't announced yet, but it may be a reason for Jim Watson not to run again. This is a huge albatross.
I mean, in my opinion, such as it is, I mean, I do have a degree in political science, but in my opinion, Jim Watson would be ill-advised to run again because I will do everything in my power to ensure that the residents of this city know exactly what he's been up to. Case in point, today during the meeting, he allegedly manipulated, and in my view he did, manipulated the rules so that he could get his way. He muted the microphone of a female counselor, Diane Deans, when she challenged him on his procedural malfeasance. And, you know, that kind of behavior is bullying. It's not the first time he's done it. He's previously muted Counselor Catherine McKinney. That's not behavior that I'd like to see in my mayor. It's disgusting. And as a woman, it's incredibly triggering because all women have been silenced, muted, interrupted in meetings with male colleagues. And so in my view, it would be extremely ill-advised for Jim Watson to run for mayor again. I think it's time that he retires. And we have a mayor who, you know, perhaps is a bit more diverse.
We will see what happens. There's no question whatever happens, LRT is going to be one of the major issues. Sarah Wright
Absolutely.
Gilbert, Citizen Transit Commissioner, thanks for joining us as always.
Thanks, Graham. It was a pleasure.
Okay. And that Ms. Gilbert's perspective on this is not she's not alone. Many counselors believe that Mayor Watson and people around Mayor Watson and a group of counselors steamroll through using procedure like they did today to essentially like what happened today. She's correct. No one voted against a public inquiry. They just voted for the Attorney General the Auditor General's investigation. So now we don't talk about a public inquiry anymore. It may be very impractical to hire a judge and to strike a public inquiry right now on LRT. That is certainly the perspective of Jim Watson, of Steve Kanellakis, of people around the council table who support the mayor, that this is just not the way to get trains going again. Ms. Wright-Gilbert and others point out you can still get trains running again and get to the root cause of the problem with this private-public partnership, which has been plagued by problems, many of them growing pains, but not this one, unusual problems for its entire existence.